G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Tuesday the 26th of October. Let's get into it. So if you've played Halo, then you will know all about the popular gun called the Needler. Nerf have recreated a limited iconic gun as part of their Nerf range. The Needler looks amazing. It has LED lights to light up the needles, automatic motorized shooting, and can hold 10 Nerf bullets. I know collectors will want this, but geez, it would be fun to play with. EB Games Australia will be selling the toy, but there's a bit of a wait. The Nerf gun arrives in Australia August 2022. That's a long time. The Needler will set you back $218, and EB Games has started taking pre-orders for it. As much as I want one, I think the price might keep it limited. I'll pop up a video of the toy. It's worth definitely taking a look regardless because the design, I have to admit, is beautiful. Are you a snowboarding fan? Well, Shredders is an upcoming snowboarding game that's coming to Xbox Series X first. The bad news is that the developer today has said, "We had a good feeling about December, but we have an even better feeling about February." Apparently, the game features next-gen technology with kick-butt physics with a strong focus on multiplayer. The game was inspired by Amp, for those who remember that game. I sure do. And in summary, a lot of downhill action while trying to pull off tricks and rail rides. The game is actually open world, meaning you can go anywhere in the environment that they've created. It also features a story mode where you play out your dreams trying to make it to the big tournament. There's an emphasis on controls, and apparently the developer spent most of their effort in trying to get the feeling of riding a snowboard down pat. One thing for sure, it looks like there's a lot coming out in February. Check out Shredders if you're into it. Tiny Tina's Wonderland, which was revealed at the Summer Games Fest event earlier this year, has a new trailer. The trailer is called Welcome to the Wonderlands, and it highlights some of the classes in the game. The game is being developed by Gearbox, and while it looks like a Borderlands spin-off in the initial trailer showed, it's fantasy with unicorns, mushroom people, flying sharks, and dragons. The trailer shows a few of the customizable character classes, more environments from the game, and reminds us the combat we can expect. The game, while first person, also has a tabletop exploration mode which allows you to discover new loot and pathways to places, which is really unique. The original announcement trailer was full of energy, it looked like a lot of fun. My daughter loved it because of the unicorns and rainbows. Without going into lots of detail, make sure you check out this trailer. I'll stick it up on g'daygamers.com or look for it. Welcome to the Wonderlands, Tiny Tina's Wonderland. I should also say the video shows off a lot of the new weapons and they will be a lot of interest to a lot of people. The game will appear on PS4, PS5, Xbox Series X, Series S, Xbox One, and PC on March 25th, 2022. So if you thought Sony were porting their God of War game to PC, well, not really. Sony has confirmed today via Ars Technica that they are using the service of port experts Jetpack Studios to bring their smash hit to PC. The game is, however, being overseen by Sony Santa Monica Studios. Interestingly enough, Sony acquired a PC porting powerhouse in Studio Nix's in February, but I dare say this port started before they were acquired. Jetpack have worked on a number of titles previously, like Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2, NBA Live games, and Dark Souls. The game will be released with an unlocked frame rate, graphical and performance improvements, including true 4K res, ultra widescreen support, and it'll be supported by Nvidia's DLSS on RTX graphic cards. And, as I mentioned yesterday, this game will be playable probably on your Xbox with GeForce Now coming to the Xbox Edge browser. As we know, Sony are very keen to let more gamers play their games, so there is a big increase, in focus on porting their games to PC. So partnerships like this make a lot of sense. Let's hope it turns out well. Okay, so the big news from tonight is that Halo fans can finally rejoice. Xbox have broadcast the latest single-player campaign mode for Halo Infinite, which has been absent up until now. The video went live at midnight, and I will share a link on g'daygamers.com under the show. Gamers will recall the last time we saw a single-player trailer was shown about a year ago, and it faced mass criticism and plenty of memes about its poor visual fidelity. There has been plenty of amazing multiplayer trailers and gameplay footage, but nothing yet on single player. Considering the game was set to launch 15th of November, I predicted the game's single player could actually be delayed. Now, the trailer surprised me. It starts off with a scene where 117, as in Master Chief, is floating in space and revived and quickly shows him on the world that is linked to Zeta Halo, as I understand it. Straight away, you notice the wildlife running around and flying bird-type creatures, making the world more believable. The trailer goes on to say that they are bringing the biggest campaign to date, but in a big twist, the linear style of previous game has been flipped on its head. Halo is now open world and has become something that closer resembles a Far Cry or Assassin's Creed, so it seems. It's wide open, travel anywhere, and in the map menu, I noticed a fast travel option. You complete missions, for examples, like taking out a banished facility. You will go in and try to shut it down permanently, as shown in the trailer. It seems during taking out the outpost, you'll be treated to a captain or a boss-like enemy to get past to at the end, as the trailer showed a larger gold-plated brute-type alien. Due to the open-world type gameplay, we saw two other key features on the game trailer. One was vehicle drops. The trailer showed Spartan calling in a mongoose, but decided to go with a UNSC Wasp. This was from what appeared to be a USNC base outpost. The second feature on display, which has me excited, is the upgrading of Master Chief himself. Yes, it now appears the game features RPG elements, meaning you can slowly make Master Chief more powerful and agile as the game progresses. Some enemies were shown in the trailer with many favorites, but also new flying enemy called Skimmers, and a Spartan killer named Jaeger Radomni, if I said that right. A black elite who dual wields two energy swords. There was one other, possibly unnamed character, who could transport around the map, who called herself the Harbinger of the Truth. There was a significant visual improvement, but I must say I'm wondering if this new type of gameplay will work in the Halo universe. As someone who plays Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, and those type of games, I hope it works. My interest level went way up after watching that trailer. Good news, the launch date is staying, so it won't be long for us to play it, and yes, it will be available on Game Pass day one. Check out the trailer, it's probably the biggest news of the day. I'm sure you'll spot things that I haven't even mentioned. Oh, and the game comes out December 8th. So Nintendo 64 and Sega Mega Drive games are set to debut on the Switch today if you have one, via the Switch expansion pack tier. There's about 14 Mega Drive games starting out and about 9 Nintendo 64 games. These include Dr. Mario 64, Mario Kart 64, Golden Axe, Echo the Dolphin, Shinobi 3. Many games will include a visual upgrade and some come with online functionality so you can compete or play co-op with your friends. You can get a free 7-day trial of the service if you want to include the expansion pack to your Nintendo Online service, and the total, if you do add it, is $59.95, an extra $30 a year. Or a family option is available for $109.95 in Australia. The pack also includes Animal Crossing Happy Home Paradise for New Horizons, the DLC that was announced not long ago. Upgrading an existing account, that's okay. The system will calculate the required discount. It's expected between 9 a.m. and lunchtime today, server should go live. Now, it might be slightly different in Australia. We'll have to wait and see, but you'll expect it very soon. Happy birthday, Tomb Raider, for yesterday. Lara Croft turned 25 yesterday on the 25th of October. The first Tomb Raider game arrived on the Sega Saturn October 25th in 1996. Lara was one of the first few iconic female protagonists and became an icon overnight. It may be a bit of time before we see a console or PC Tomb Raider again, as Crystal Dynamics have said not too long ago that they are looking to unify and build upon the breadth of Core Design's original masterpiece and Crystal Dynamics games, asking for patience from fans as they go through the development process of a new sort of reboot of the game. Players' next game in the franchise will be on mobile with Tomb Raider Reloaded, a free-to-play action game coming next year. Happy birthday. Hey guys, this has been a big show and I've basically ran out of time and I'll have to stop there. I'll put the stuff I missed on tomorrow's episode. Anyway, if you like the show, visit g'daygamers.com, give us your feedback, or just like or share or rate this show on whatever you're listening it on. I'd appreciate it. Have an awesome day. Enjoy the Halo reveal, and I'll catch us later. See ya.